police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer, whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested. Don't argue. Don't resist. Don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Thursday edition, inching ever closer to the weekend. It's Live and Local. I did have so much fun. It's great being with you. Gentleman Jim Dallas been following a story that is a little scary, and it involves folks who have been vaccinated and those that are not. And the fact is that there are some people that are about to lose their jobs, like lots of them, and they're people that defend our way of life. Jim, this is an incredible, incredible story if it's true.
This is devastating. If you check out the Breitbart article, there's at least 260,000 American troops, or about 13% of the 2.1 million total force, which are defending our country, which are not fully vaccinated, despite the Biden administration's vaccine mandate for the military of all branches. And many of them face discharge. There's only about 20,000 of the 268,858 service members. I just checked it. 264,000 is the population of Reno, Nevada.
Wow.
So to put that in perspective, that's how many people we're going to be losing almost person for person in the military due to this this edict. And about 20,000 of those 268,000 will get a temporary or a permanent exemption. Now, to put this in perspective, there have been 95 total deaths in the military that are related to the coronavirus. 95. And 412,000 who've had it and recovered. 95 deaths out of 412,000 people.
That's now, incredible.
Again, to put all of these numbers in perspective and how it's obvious that the Biden administration is purposely hurting this country, and the other countries have to be rubbing their hands together and jumping with joy, because losing 270,000 troops, that's more than twice as many U.S. troops that died during World War I from all causes. And it's almost as many who died in combat during World War II. Our adversaries are probably delighted to see this happening to our troops, Kevin.
Well, and you know what is amazing? One would think an administration would look at this story and say, oh, maybe we should do something about it. Maybe we should fix this problem. And yet I get a sense that nothing is going to change. Am I right?
Nothing is going to change because Washington is obsessed with Donald Trump. They're obsessed with killing babies, and that seems to be their total focus. They're not focused on the border. They're not focused on immigration. And by the way, there's another story I have here where ICE is basically being defunded. They're running out of funding at the Immigration and Customs Enforcement portion of our government, and they're not doing anything about that. So, I mean, we could sit here all day, Kevin, and say all the things that they're not doing, but this 13% of anything is, especially when you're talking about a fighting force to defend us against foreign enemies, just given a pink slip just because it's so avoidable.
You are exactly right. Gentlemen, Jim, thank you, man. I appreciate it. More coming up from him a little bit later on. Coming up on the show, I mean, man, we got a big show today. Mason DePalma is going to join us, Deputy Communications Director for the Republican State Leadership Committee. Also, Keith Skipper from the Republican National Committee, the National Director of Regional Communications. We've got so much that is wrong with our country. In fact, on the right track, wrong track poll, that came out about 3-4 weeks ago. 88% of Americans view our country as on the wrong track. The wrong track, not the right track. Consumer confidence, way down. Off the charts, bad. And now we've got 9.1% increase in inflation. It's getting worse. It's not getting better. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And a quick check of the traffic cams right now. We do see a little bit of congestion there as you work your way past Allegiant Stadium on Interstate 15 southbound. That's at Russell. Going to be tapping the brakes as you enter the downtown Spaghetti Bowl. Right now, US 95 eastbound at Southern Rancho. Watch for those lane restrictions as you cross into the downtown area. Some delays on Interstate 515, especially westbound, beginning at Eastern Avenue. That's where you go from three lanes down to two for several miles. As that bridge reconstruction project, it's nearing completion. No pain, no gain. Just a couple more months.
Famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Chuck Sanders with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions. Shohei Ohtani won his sixth consecutive start in a 7-1 win over the Astros on Wednesday night. The two-way star struck out 12. He also hit a two-run triple. The Dodgers rallied to beat the Cardinals 7-6 in St. Louis. Hanser Alberto hit a tie-breaking single with two outs in the ninth. LA charged back from a 6-0 deficit with seven runs over the final three innings. The Giants rallied from a 3-0 deficit to beat the Diamondbacks 4-3 on Wednesday. Brandon Crawford with a game ending RBI single for the win. Wilmer Flores tied the game in the eighth with a pinch hit homer. The Rangers beat the A's 5-2. John Gray struck out 9, winning for the fifth time in his last six starts. Sky Bolt and Ramon Laureano homered in the ninth for the A's. The Rockies beat San Diego 10-6. Jose Iglesias drove in a career high 6 runs with a homer and a pair of singles. I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Macy's 4th of July sale has everything you need to make a splash at the barbecue with great deals like 50 to 60% off swimwear for all and dry off with plush Charter Club beach towels for $40. Plus, get 40% off almost all sandals now during the Great Sandal Sale. And Macy's Star Rewards members can earn rewards even faster during Star Money Bonus Days. See Macy's.com/Star Rewards. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Mr. Clean. So a friend told me about Mr. Clean Magic Eraser, and his exact words were, "It changed my life.
I used to spend a ridiculous amount of time trying to remove tomato sauce from inside our microwave and soap scum off the bathtub.
It's like seriously magic, and my secret weapon for cleaning the kitchen, bathroom, doors and walls, and even keeping my sneakers clean.
Mr. Clean Magic Eraser,
greatest invention ever.
Mr. Clean Magic Eraser, the unicorn of cleaning.
Have you experienced hearing loss? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Have you had trouble hearing in crowded places like bars and restaurants? Well, with NFL training camp set to open, you don't want to miss a minute of the action. For years, I struggled to hear conversations with friends at area sports bars, not 3 or 4 seats down the bar, but sitting right next to me. It became embarrassing. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and the results told me what I already knew. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear, but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. And now, with the addition of Dr. Matt Lingman, the folks at Quality Hearing Aids are taking audiology to a whole new level. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids, 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321, or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Yesterday on this program, we were talking about this amazing, horrible inflation report. They call it the CPI, consumer. What is it? Consumer. I'll think about it in a second. Oh, price index. Yeah, consumer price index. And how horrible it is. 9.1%. And Larry Kudlow is one of the smartest guys I know of. I used to watch him on CNBC. He went to the Trump administration, and he was on with Sandra Smith yesterday. And this was his reaction. This is cut number one. His reaction to what was just a horrible inflation report. Here's Larry Kudlow.
This is a disastrous report, and it's not about energy. Okay, if you look under the hood of this report, ex-food and energy, the so-called core CPI.
Yes.
That thing rose 0.7%, the highest in months, okay? Three-month change is 7.9%.
Woo!
The 12-month change is 5.9%. What am I saying?
Yes.
I'm saying excluding energy and gasoline, even excluding groceries, which we shouldn't do, but excluding
that. But that's what the Fed looks at. They like that core inflation.
Yeah, and it's getting worse. Yeah. Okay, that's the point I want to make.
Okay.
On services, okay? Let's not forget services, the biggest component of the economy. Take out energy. Take it out. The three-month change is 8.5%. That's way above the 12-month change. What you got here is the last 3 months, 7-tenths, 6-tenths, 7-tenths. That's getting worse. The Cleveland Federal Reserve has this trimmed mean. They take out the top 8% prices and the low 8% prices, all the outliers. And the rest of it they take a look at is the main body of prices. It is soaring. It's up to 7%. It was 2% at the beginning of last year.
What did you think of the White House saying?
Broadening.
This is old news.
Yeah, I know. Well, the trouble is this stuff is hinting towards the future.
Mm.
You're deepening and broadening and increasing the inflation rate right now. It's not about energy. It's about all the other prices, like 5,000 prices. Everything's going up. 68% of the CPI is now running above 5% inflation rate. Okay? So you just can't isolate this and call it yesterday's news. And I got to say this. The Federal Reserve, whenever they meet next week or the week after,
mm-hmm.
they've got to raise the Fed funds target rate by 100 basis points.
Whoa.
One full percentage point. Canada did it today.
Talk about what that means for the American people, though. Millions of Americans would see their loan costs go up. This
yes.
would greatly affect the
yes.
housing market.
Yes.
You already have people walking away from sales contracts.
Yes. I hate
what
to
sort
say
of
it.
Pain would that inflict?
I hate to say it. It's going to be very difficult.
Yeah, it is. Larry Kudlow on with Fox and Sandra Smith yesterday after that 9.1% increase in inflation. It's not getting better. It's getting worse, my friends. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Listen up. This is Wayne Allyn Root. You won't want to miss this year's Freedom Fest, the greatest libertarian show on earth. Over 2,000 freedom lovers are returning to Vegas on July 13th through 16th at the Mirage Hotel and Casino to meet with 300 experts talking about politics, culture, and investing. Hear and meet Senator Rand Paul talk about his famous confrontations with Dr. Fauci. Keynote speaker John Cleese, the British celebrity and comedian on the cancel culture. Our MC extraordinaire Kennedy, host of Fox Business. Financial legends Ben Stein, Steve Forbes, Art Laffer, and Steve Moore talk about how to survive hyperinflation and recession. And yes, I will be center stage for the big debate. Was the 2020 election stolen? And should Trump run again in 2024? Use code ROOT50 to get $50 off the registration fee. Or if you're a Las Vegas resident, register as a local to get an even bigger discount. Go to freedomfest.com or call 855-850-3733. That's 855-850-3733 or freedomfest.com.
Happy with our schools? Think they're doing a great job teaching kids and listening to parents? Probably not. It's time to shake things up. The Community Schools Initiative will allow cities to leave the county school district and create their own, ending the education monopoly. Parents will finally have options and a voice in their child's education. Help make it happen at SaveNevadaSchools.com. Schedule an appointment to sign the petition in your own home. They'll come to you. Together, we can take our schools back. Join the fight at SaveNevadaSchools.com.
Hello, this is mein Auto. Und this is meine key. And there is only one place I trust with Meineke. Meineke Car Care. They even offer financing options so I can fix now and pay over time. Ooh, I love financing and options. And Meineke. And American cheese. Remember, I only trust Meineke with Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care.
See store for details.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
We are there in your community. Small business owners, mechanics, police officers, homemakers. And we are there serving our nation in the Air Force Reserve. When medical emergencies arise, we meet the challenge. In cybersecurity, protecting and defending in cyberspace. When natural disasters happen, we are there in space. As a strong part of the nation's defense, we are there in the community, and we are there for our nation. We share a vision to make a difference, united and focused, taking pride in being there in service of our country. We are Reserve Citizen Airmen, and we are there with over 180 different jobs to serve your country. Air Force Reserve.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Reduced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up at the top of the hour, Mason DePalma will join us. Deputy Communications Director for the Republican State Leadership Committee. They've got a poll that just came out that shows that Republicans are leading by two on the state legislative generic ballot. You know, would you vote for a Republican or would you vote for a Democrat? We're leading, and it's good news here. Good news here in Nevada. Tell you what, let's do. Let's get to your phone calls. A lot of you holding very patiently. So much to talk about. The president's in the Middle East. He's screwing things up there. It's absolutely ugly what's going on with this administration. And there is no good news. I mean, it would be nice if you could say, well, we can point to one thing that this administration has done. But there just isn't. Tell you what, let's do. Let's go to Horst. And by the way, you want to join us, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Horst, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
I've got a couple nicknames that seem more appropriate now that this emergence of the new COVID and possibly monkeypox. Whenever you talk about Dr. Fauci, let's call him by his nickname, Jabs.
No, that's not a bad idea, Jabs. I and like then, that.
Mrs. Clinton's real name is Hillary.
Ooh. Don't go there now.
And then anytime the word salad specialist gets going, she becomes Kamalier Harris.
Oh, my God. Hey, Horace, do you have too much time on your hands?
Well, I do nothing. And the trouble with doing nothing is you never know when you're done, but you're always really busy at it.
Ain't that the truth. Horace, thanks, man. I appreciate it. He spent all morning. He spent all morning on that, I bet you. I love that. Lindsey Graham said something that I think a lot of people are talking about, because we've got a primary election coming up for the 24 primary. And I'm just going to tell you, I think he's running. I think the only thing that could stop him from running is if he's in jail, and I don't expect that to happen anytime soon. But Donald J. Trump is going to run. Now the question is, what are Republicans going to do? They're being asked by people like Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger to make a choice. And you've got people kind of maneuvering, you know, the Ted Cruz's, the Ron DeSantis crowd. You've got people that are kind of lurking on the outskirts of this thing, hoping that there will be an opening in for president in 2024. For instance, last night, Jesse Waters had Lindsey Graham on. And Lindsey Graham, God bless him, there are things he says that just drive me nuts. But there's also things he says that are really, really profound. For instance, last night, why he prefers Trump to Ron DeSantis. This is cut number two. Go.
So you don't see any threat from DeSantis? If Trump seeks the nomination, it's his. He owns it. It's done.
Well, you never say that in politics. I like Ron DeSantis, but I know what I'm getting with Trump, the good and the bad and everything in between. Trump sounds pretty good to me right now. Look, you know, Gavin Newsom may be the only guy that Biden's willing to deport. Look at what's going on at the border. You know, Biden's in the Mideast. Compare Biden to Trump when it comes to the Mideast. You know, Biden's begging the Iranians to get back in a deal that's terrible for the Israelis and the Arabs. Biden is going to go to East Jerusalem to undercut the Trump policy of making Jerusalem the undivided capital of Israel. I've never seen a president tour the Mideast in a more weakened condition than President Biden. And I say that with sadness. Trump looks pretty damn good to me when you look at the issues we're facing as a nation and as a world.
I want to talk to you for just a few minutes, and we won't take a lot of time on this, but I want to open up our phone lines at 844, the number 2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to find out from you if you agree with Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham says, I would prefer Trump. I know what I'm getting. I know where all the bones are buried. There's nothing we don't know about this guy. On the other hand, Ron DeSantis is kind of an unknown quantity. And more than that, though, would he? I mean, we have somebody in Donald J. Trump that knows how to fix our economy. He's done it not once, but twice. Okay? He did it during the pandemic, and he did it before that. And I guess my question is, knowing what you know about Donald J. Trump and his ability to manage the government and to create peace around the world. I mean, this Ukraine war with Russia wouldn't have happened on Donald J. Trump's watch. It just would not have happened. But we're going to find out from you. In fact, we'll get some calls on the other side of the break. Is that fair? 844 the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to find out from you if you've had to ask yourself the same question that Lindsey Graham had to ask himself, and that is, would you prefer Trump or would you prefer Ron DeSantis? Or choose your other Republicans. I mean, there are probably some other Republicans, you know, Trey Gowdy. I mean, think of other Republicans. And would you prefer Trump or would you prefer someone else? In fact, 10%, I saw a poll the other day where 10% of Republicans say that they would prefer somebody else other than Donald J. Trump. Now, I'm sure there are polls that have that number skewing even higher. But 10%, that's a lot of people. But I want to tell you, if you can begin with 80 or 90% of the electorate, you know, of Republicans, that would be dynamite. We'll go to your calls coming up on the other side. And I want to find out from you how you feel about the question that Lindsey Graham had to answer last night with Jesse Waters. And he said that he would prefer Trump to DeSantis. Is that the way you feel? And even if you realize that, you know, the former president has his warts, he knows how to manage government. We don't have to wonder. I wonder if he could do it or not. He's done it not once, but twice. We'll talk about this. We'll get to your calls on the other side on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
Liberal Washington, D.C. spending is making life here in Nevada painfully expensive. You hear it from people across the state.
You used to buy like 50 items with $20, and now you're buying 5 items with $100.
It's a killer. It really is. Groceries, everything.
I have no choice. I got to get gas one way or another.
Not only gas prices, everything is going up.
Senator Catherine Cortez Masto joined fellow D.C. liberals voting for trillions in government spending, causing record inflation and sky-high costs, making it harder for Nevada families to get by. Call Senator Cortez Masto at 202-224-3542 and tell her to stop voting with Nancy Pelosi and Bernie Sanders for reckless, irresponsible spending. Oppose the Senate Liberals' reckless reconciliation package and start voting against spending that is killing us with inflation. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
Buying or refinancing a home and looking for the right mortgage is a very personal decision. And at GFL Capital Mortgage, we too take every mortgage very personal. We can get your approval done in 7 to 10 days with ease and confidence. With a local office here in Las Vegas, you're not just a number on a website. Call GFL Capital Mortgage today at 5292-444. That's 5292-444. Listen to our weekly show here every Saturday, clear to close at 7 a.m.
Licensed by the Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada license number NB4265, NMLS6.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. If you have any questions about how to report your cryptocurrency investments or your gambling wins or your employment taxes or any other tax question, call New Hope Tax Defense. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to
to my home of the...
Las Vegas Rock.
Hear about the must-sees, the wanna-eats, and go behind the scenes. Insider Ron Garrett keeps the Vegas vibe alive every Saturday afternoon at 5. Las Vegas Rock on AM 670 KMZQ. The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And you know what I hate? When the Biden administration...